Thanks for tuning into Dacula Wire. Dacula vs. Briselton, Wine Country Charm or a Growing Gwinnett Town? Dacula and Briselton are close neighbors along the Highway 316 corridor, but they attract very different buyers. Briselton leans upscale and semi-rural, wrapped around a winery resort. Dacula is a growing, family-focused Gwinnett suburb. The right pick depends on the lifestyle you're after, and on a couple of structural quirks that make Briselton genuinely unusual. The most distinctive thing about Briselton is that it straddles four counties, Barrow, Gwinnett, Hall, and Jackson, which has real consequences. It means the town is served by four different county school systems depending on where a home sits, so Briselton schools isn't a single thing. The specific parcel and its county determine the district entirely. Dacula is simpler on that count. It's all Gwinnett County public schools, though its addresses do split across several Gwinnett clusters, so the address still matters. If a predictable, single school system is important to you, Dacula is more straightforward. If you're targeting a specific district, Briselton requires careful county-by-county checking. Briselton's other standout feature is taxes. The town levies no city property tax, a genuine and unusual perk that can meaningfully lower the total cost of ownership compared with towns that do. Dacula homeowners, by contrast, pay city and county taxes if they're inside the city limits, or county taxes if they're in unincorporated Gwinnett. On a like-for-like home, Briselton's no-city tax structure is a real advantage worth putting into the math. Character is where the two diverge most. Briselton is defined by Chateau Elon, a large winery and resort estate with golf, spa, and dining, and by Michelin Raceway Road Atlanta nearby. It has a semi-rural, upscale, destination feel, popular with retirees and buyers who want space and a resort lifestyle within reach. Its housing skews toward larger lots and higher-end communities. Dacula is more of a conventional, family-oriented suburb. Subdivisions with swim and tennis amenities, strong parks, small town traditions like its Memorial Day parade, and, increasingly, the energy and job growth arriving with the nearby Rowan Research Community and the retail boom along Highway 316. Dacula generally offers more everyday convenience, grocery, dining, and shopping close at hand, while Briselton trades some of that for its quieter, estate-like setting. On price, both towns have run in a similar band in recent data, with medians around the mid-$400,000s, well above the state median, so this isn't a case of one being clearly cheaper. What differs is what the money buys. Briselton tends toward larger lot, higher-end, and resort-adjacent homes, while Dacula offers a broader spread from attainable subdivisions to golf community estates. Get current, address-specific figures before drawing conclusions, since both markets move. Commute-wise, the two are similar, both sit east along 316, closer to Athens and the University of Georgia than to Atlanta, so neither has a decisive edge there. The bottom line, choose Briselton if you want an upscale, semi-rural lifestyle, resort amenities nearby and the no-city property tax advantage, and you're comfortable navigating a four-county school patchwork. Choose Dacula if you want straightforward Gwinnett schools, more everyday convenience, family subdivision living, and a front-row seat to a town in the middle of major growth. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DaculaWire.com.